Every so often you get an opportunity to bring in one of the professional anglers into the studio, and with me today is not just a professional angler, but one of the best I've ever seen, is Denny Brower. Denny, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Terry. Good to be here.
Well, you know, you look at the year you've had, which I know, you know, you and I've talked about this before. It's been one of those years where you make a wrong decision or you go out and maybe not catch them like you'd like to, but you're still out there, still beating at them, and you know your day's going to come back.
Well, this has been like a big nightmare. I just hope I wake up pretty soon. And if I look back over the years, there's probably been some other years that I wasn't real satisfied with. I don't know if I've ever had any quite this bad where I've gone six tournaments and just never really felt that I had any of them that I had a chance to win. I've got checks in three out of six, and I know for some people they'd be gratified by that. But I've had a couple of those tournaments in those six that I absolutely were embarrassed by. So I'm kind of glad it's over, and I'm looking forward to the E50s, and hopefully we can make something good happen.
Well, you know, of course, everybody's going to say, well, maybe his back's bad, or maybe, you know, he's just not as good as he used to be, or whatever. We all know better than that. Guys that are close to you in particular knows that you just have those streaks every once in a while where you do well, much like you did when you won three in a row. You have one of those streaks where you get on it and do those kind of things, but your back's fine, right?
My back is absolutely fine, Terry. I appreciate you asking. And that is something that a lot of people do ask because I went through a few years of problems there. But, no, physically, I'm fishing probably as good as I've ever fished. The mechanics are good. My attitude is great. I've just had one of those years that I can't really explain, or I'd turn it around if there were some changes I thought I needed to make. But in reality, my style of fishing is kind of swinging for the home run. So I set myself up for some of this damage. In other words, I don't hit a lot of doubles or singles. When I do get on to fish, I give myself a chance to win the tournament. And a lot of times in practice, I probably ought to be a little more conservative and try to go out there and catch a few fish, think a little bit more about points, think a little bit more about the classic. But our payouts are so top-end heavy that if you want to make money in this sport, you have to win. And for the last few years, I've been swinging for the fence. And even though I've had a string of bad tournaments, I'm not going to change the way I fish.
Well, but you haven't had that bad a time because last year you won an event and you've had other things going for you. And as you said, you've got checks this year. But it's one of those things. It's not to the Denny Brower caliber what you're really expecting when you go out there.
No, it's really not, and I know I've disappointed probably some sponsors and fans by not hitting more home runs, but I think most of them by now know my style of fishing. They know that it is dictated a little bit by the conditions we encounter. I'm not the most versatile angler in the world because I choose not to be. I think you got to realize your strength, realize where your odds are best at winning a tournament, and that's kind of what I go with. And when you do that, you have to live with the bad days too, and that's what I'm doing right now, just trying to put up with the bad days and get to the good days.
Well, you know, the specialists, the guys that are like you, the guys that go out there and they'll flip that jig or they'll do something from a standpoint of what your specialty is, are the guys that hit more home runs, it seems like to me, you know, covering the sport as long as I have. Those are the guys that seem like they win more often.
Well, I think that's very, very true. You can look at it this way. You can be good at everything. There's nothing that prohibits you from being able to throw a spinnerbait or finesse fish or whatever. But you got to look at what you enjoy doing the best and what you're the best at. And that way, if you really perfect that particular style or lure or technique, whatever it is, when it gets right for that, you're not fishing against that full field. There may only be 10 or 20 guys that are as good at you as you at that particular technique, so your odds obviously go up of winning.
Well, you know, bass is going through a multitude of changes, and I know you were involved with the BAAC, and now have chosen kind of to set back a little bit and let some younger guys, or maybe some guys that haven't been in it, maybe not younger, but guys that have been not in it before, and you're looking at this thing with all these changes and stuff, and then with the 200-man field, does that hurt a shallow water fisherman, somebody that's a power fisherman like you are?
Oh, I think probably it does, because the majority of anglers in the country, whether they're professional fishermen or amateur fishermen, enjoy fishing shallow. And a lot of the lakes we go to, you put 200 anglers out there, there's not a lot of shallow water targets that don't get beat up. So obviously the higher number of contestants, the less my odds are probably going to be of running patterns. It'll turn more into spot fishing, and maybe I'll have to look at fishing deep a little bit more.
Well, you know, Denny, you've got versatility. I know you're probably a little bit too modest there because you've caught fish on crankbaits before. You've won tournaments on crankbaits. You've won tournaments on spinnerbait. But you really are known for that flipping technique, and that's something that if anybody says, Denny Brower, what does he do? Well, I don't think anybody would have any question about that. But your versatility, you are pretty versatile, even though you're not giving yourself credit for it.
Well, you do have to be, and I enjoy catching fish all different ways. obviously over the years, some of the success you have, the media, et cetera, portrays you at being almost an expert at something where, you know, maybe you're not quite the expert at that they'd like to make you out to be. And some of the other techniques that they think you're helpless with, you may be a little bit better at. But a lot of it's dictated by where we go, the time of the year, the conditions we hit. Obviously, there's tournaments I never ever get the flip and stick out of the rod locker, and there's other tournaments I never ever lay it down.
Well, you're getting ready now. You're going to fish another, you know, it's going to be an 11-event deal. It's going to be year-round. You know, they're changing the Classic to springtime now. I mean, what's your feelings on that?
I really love it. I'm not real certain about moving the Classic to the time frame they're going to move it, just because it's such a tradition. Anytime you change tradition, a lot of these people plan their vacations. It's been a family event. I hate to see us not have the kids there. But I do realize we're getting to the era where TV is the most important thing, and they're probably looking at it from a television standpoint. But I love the extended season. We've got to have more tournaments in order to add credibility to this sport and for more people to make a living. And plus, we fish all seasons that way.
Well, I'll tell you what, I see a big grin on your face when you say that, because I know a guy by the name of Chad Brower and a guy by the name of Denny Brower that likes that fall-type pattern fishing, and you guys do a great job then. But, you know, you're talking about a lot of times in the springtime it's a sight fishing deal or whatever, but now they're going to play both seasons, so you ought to be able to do them both.
Well, yeah, this year we were in a situation where most of the bodies of water we fished, in fact, all six tournaments, if I remember correctly, we were dealing with water temperatures from 46 to about 53, 54 degrees, and that gets into pretty specific ways of catching fish, and a lot of those fish aren't very, very active. With this new schedule, you're going to be fishing water temperature zones probably starting at about 54, 55 degrees as the coldest and going all the way up to chart to who knows what.
Well, you know, you've been so active with the public. I mean, one of the things I think people don't recognize is the amount of work you do. You know, you give so much back to the sport. You do seminars. You know, you're at events. You know, when you go to the Classic, and if you're fishing it, that's one thing. But if you're not fishing it, you're still out meeting people. You've got the television show. It's going crazy, and that's got to take into some time, too. Is that all the things is that something that Denny Brower's looking at and saying, I got to do all these things, or are you slowing down at all?
No, I'm really not slowing down. This sport has been so good to me, Terry. You feel that you owe something back to it. And the most important segment of our sport are the fishing fans. And if you can get something back to them, especially educational-wise, any knowledge you can pass on is something that'll be there forever. You know, money is just there for a little bit, but knowledge is there for a long time. So I enjoy working with the fans. Bass fishing has probably got the greatest fans in the world. They're very loyal. They really pay attention to what we do out there, like to emulate our success. And the seminars, the TV show, you know, all those different things, I'll keep doing them because I enjoy doing them, but I also enjoy the tournament. So it is a juggling act. At times you think maybe you should give something up, but I don't know what I'd want to give up.
Well, I know you're not going to give up deer hunting. I know that's a passion of yours as well.
Well, I do enjoy the deer hunting, and that's just such a refreshing break because we go, 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 and now we get into October, November, and December, and I do take some time off, and I love deer hunting, and I love hunting trophy deer, and there's not a better place in the world than Illinois to do it.
Well, it's a great place to do it. I know Southern Illinois in particular has been kind of a favorite of yours, but you go just about anywhere in the country, Mexico, Texas, all those kind of places. This is going to be a part one of what we're going to do. We're going to do a part two with you in the same setting, and we're going to talk about family and maybe a new Brower that people haven't heard about that's stroking them pretty good, too.
Yeah, he's going to be something to look out for, without a doubt. All you have to do is ask him.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.